This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Go to FUBARradio.com for more details. Sarah Love and Mice Diggy. Take a look at the world from a hip-hop perspective.
You down with OCD? Yeah, you know me. You down with OCD? My room's so clean. You down with OCD? Don't move those, please. You down with OCD? Who for that, bro, please? Forever hung, I want to be forever hung. That a ruler couldn't even measure. Forever, forever hung. So wrong, so wrong, so wrong. Oi, you know your face is fucked. Baby, when even you were freaked out, you know your face is fucked. Baby, you've done too much.
And this is why we do this show, because radio needs some decent music out there. What's up, people?
What is going on, mother lovers? You are in tune to FUBAR Radio. This is the hip-hop show right here with my homegirl, DJ Sarah Love. And I go by the name of MC Maestik, you know, the MC. It's like when you say Dr. Phil.
Yeah,
or
yeah, you have it's to, a qualification.
My friend's a carpenter, I say Carpenter Robin. I don't just say, yeah, this is my... Because everyone calls
me MC. Props.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like, recognize. So that's why we have to also give our props for the last 2 hours. You've been in the good hands of...
MC Boldsworthy.
Boldsworthy.
See, MC. He's an MC now.
He's been elevated.
Whether he likes
status.
It or not, you know, we're waiting for them bars, Mr. Boldsworth. Thank you for the last 2 hours.
Yeah, so if you missed any of that, or any hip-hop show, any FUBAR show, you can listen back on the website. Last week on this show, we brought you a superb guest, Guilty Simpson, straight from the Dirty D. And we also had a lot of fun on the open mic with our guest Alt's namesake.
That was too much jokes, man.
Seriously, go and listen back to that because I was like crying with laughter.
That was hilarious, man.
FUBARradio.com/shows/hip-hop. It's up there and all of our past shows are there. And we've got another jam-packed show for you today. I'm so vexed though, Mice.
Why?
Because I met, it was so cute. At the end of last week's show, some people who came with Hype Man Sage, he was like, oh, but before I go, Mice, can you sign some of these pieces of vinyl for me? And he had, like, Mice's entire back catalogue
on
vinyl.
Yeah, I thought it was just like one or two. This dude, I was like, bruv, you're bringing all these records out. Let me sign each and every one of them. You know what I mean? So, that was quite cool. It showed the guys in the office as well that I'm famous, even though I know they don't believe it. You know what I mean? That I do some famous ass shit. I do Sainsbury's adverts and I sign old school ass dusty looking records that you might never know nothing about.
But then you see, because after I saw him bring these records, I was like, I need to make sure I bring my Sainsbury's bag for life. And I actually meant to.
Hey,
honestly, I want to get it signed. I know Mice is already tired of the Sainsbury's jokes.
The bag for life. I'll tell you the truth. It's just that people are starting to say the same joke. I love a joke. I like it when it, but when people
you
are
like
saying
it when the joke's on them.
Yeah, or even on me. You know, I don't take myself too seriously. But it's like when you're saying the set, like, yo, dude, 20 other people just said that. You know what I mean? Maybe make up a Sainsbury's joke that's funny so I can laugh with you and go, yo, that's hilarious. You might get a little bling off my forehead for that one. It doesn't happen all the time. Shout out to everybody who's making the Sainsbury's jokes. Keep them coming in, though. But, you know, try and be original. Try and, I don't know, man.
Try and spice it up a bit.
Yeah, yeah, jazz it up. Just, you know what I mean? Get into depth. Let's hear some, like, inner jokes, like, joke within a joke. Do you know what I mean? Let's get all, what's that film called? The one about the dreams? Inception. Let's try and get Inception on with them jokes, where it's like a joke within a, like, oh, the only reason you know that is because you work there, so the BWSL is where you might have peed in a whiskey bottle. Because, you know what I mean? Something where I'm like, oh, that's funny, but, aisle 13, and it's like, I don't know, mate.
My request to sign the bag for life, that wasn't a joke. I did
that was funny, though. Now, I'll do it, because I ain't going to lie.
Honestly,
I thought of the 5p bag, because the 5p bags are what I generally try and work for the rest of my life. I buy a 5p bag, I'm really trying to make sure that I get the 5 pence out of it. Hopefully it could be the rest of my life, but a bag for life, You just don't lose that. And it's a lot easier to sign. So bring it in next week. Matter of fact, anybody who wants me to sign their Sainsbury's bag for life, I'm charging a fiver at the door.
Oh, okay. You might get a little, come at a cost.
Yeah, you might get a little hug out of it as well, but I don't know. Anyway, we got a show to do right here. This
we
is the hip hop show, mother lovers. You are locked in.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, life definitely got real this week, didn't it? Shout out to everyone who's been scrambling to do their tax return.
Woo! I got mine done today. Hey, if anybody needs, we say Sean. Sean's in the house.
Sean doesn't
shirt,
care
bro.
About the tax return. Sean's an illegal here.
Yeah, illegal.
Technically, you're not even legal.
Hey,
here,
you better
Sean.
Mind we don't Donald Trump you out of this yeah. right now. Well, let's get into that later on anyway.
That shout out to Sean, who's in the green room with Abby. It's not like that, but yeah.
Yeah.
But coming up today, hip hop.
Moving to you again, bro. That's
Mike,
3 weeks.
You're a troublemaker. You're starting trouble.
That's 3 weeks of movement going on here. You know what
Mike's
I mean?
Mike is a troublemaker. Stop. Yeah. Stop.
Anyway, just do it safely,
also,
guys.
Also, actually, I was thinking about the other week, we were talking about how people dress for other people.
Yeah.
And then that really made me think of over the week. I was like, do I dress for other people? And I was
road
like,
science.
Right, it is road science. But then I was like, if I did actually dress for other people, I probably wouldn't be single. Because I, on the whole, like, I dress like a 16-year-old boy in the 90s. So I don't think that's really doing it for most people in 2017,
well,
to be honest.
It's like you said, you don't do it for people to react the way they do. But you do it to look good. You want to feel like I look good. You look in the mirror and you're like, am I fit to go outside?
I think mostly it's like, okay, this will do. I've got stuff to do now. I need to roll. Let's just get out the door.
I've been here since 2 a.m. It's like lunchtime. And my appointment is in 15 minutes.
Yeah, like, this is going to have
and
to roll.
I'm just going to the supermarket.
Yeah, exactly. So,
just
you
to
know.
Get my,
listen.
Let's get my bag for life so Mike can sign it, man.
Honestly. You see? You see? But yes, coming up today, we have so much hip hop goodness for you. This is such a great way to start the hip hop week.
Telling you. You see how grey it was out there? It's a little bit gloomy. We did make sure it wouldn't rain like yesterday. It was raining quite a bit, but
it was.
This is the best we can do for now. Luckily, it's not nighttime yet as it has been the last few weeks.
No, it's just super grey.
So praise,
tricking you into
all praise be to the hip hop gods.
Yeah, and the hip hop gods on earth. But yeah, coming up today, we're going to be speaking to Brooklyn's own Medina Green live on the show. Of course, we've got Mysat K is infiltrating the studio. We have a legendary big up coming up for you, and some dope MCs are going to be in the house for the open mic, and we have a super special surprise guest from the States as well.
Uh-oh.
So do not miss out. And remember, guys, honestly, like, this is coming from the heart, from me, from the heart. This show is all about you. So get in touch with us, hiphop@foobarradio.com. You can find me on Twitter at DJ Sarah Love. You can find us on Foobar Radio on Twitter as well. And at Twitter, at Mice is at Mice Diggy.
Yes.
So get in touch. I've got a bunch of dope music for you as well. Brand new Children of Zeus, brand new Strange You. But first...
Foist.
Are you ready to rip your Ross Clark neck off with some brand new Kalashnikov?
Uh-oh.
Are you ready for this?
Oh, I've been hearing about this. He just dropped a video for this as well, right?
Yes, exactly. I'll give the juice that I got for the story and everything for you. So this is Hip Hop. It's Foobar Radio. We're taking care of you until 6 p.m.
Yeah. 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 Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh yeah, 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 yeah. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
I got this 100, watch this. I got my hand on my heart, heart on my sleeve. Already been 7 months, but still hard to conceive. Still hard to believe. The pain choking me up, making it harder to breathe. Cause from my mum's passed away, it's been past peak. And for the last past months, cause I can't sleep. Brain shattered into pieces and scarred deep. Feel empty, no tears left, I can't weep. Nah, I still can't believe. Family would try and sell me out for my Marge piece. But now it's past peace. So try and know, anywhere I see your face, from your head I'm taking a large piece. Love to my peeps, it had my back like a car seat. Helped me off my feet and back up off of my ass cheeks. Anything just ask, I'll be there in a heartbeat. As long as my heart beats, like the 5 heartbeats. Yeah. Cause it's nights like this, when I light my piff and my mind might drift. But I'm in my own zone, yeah, I mind my biz. The label is self-cater, that's what time it is. These man are wet like vaginas. Get. Yeah. Yeah. Man, I get your cup patterned and lined like designer friends. Yeah. Tell them I'm back and proactive. Yeah. I need no practice. I know I can hack this. Yeah. I've been through a madness, but I hold no malice. I just flow the chalice. Come on, goal is to balance. Yeah, I know it's a challenge, yeah, but my soul it can manage. Even though I know I'm damaged, man, I still hear damn it. If not, disappear in the air, announce the damn it like billet. It's getting lit. Can you dig it? Yeah. While I'm talking to Bridget, yeah, she's slipping me the digits. Says she wants to take me home, cook me a meal that tastes delicious. I told her I'm a gentleman. I even get the dishes. But same time I'm a rebel like Sid Vicious. General on the level, I spit it and get wicked. General on the level, I spit it and get wicked. You can get rolled over or get with it. The end of the saga and start of a new beginning. You can get rolled over or get with it. Now done with the talking, I'm ready to start winning.
Hand on Heart, that was Kalashnikov, the son of Naya. He is back. He's working on a new album, he told me. And as a, yeah, it's not, it's a production with Smasher, Joe Buddha on production, Nutty P, and more. He's also featuring K9, not the Black Twang K9, next dude, Rico, who are part of his new crew. The project should drop spring, summer, this new album. And this track is a warm up to the album. And he's said to me to exercise some demons. That's why he dropped this tune. But yeah, so we'll see whether it makes the final cut. And he's also started a new label called Self Cater. So I'm
his own label?
Yeah, his own label and own company. Yeah,
that's what we like to hear.
That's what we like to hear. And I'm just so happy to hear his voice again.
Mm.
You know, we want to hear your voice. You're an important contributor. Everybody plays their part in this country, you know. And I just think that it was just nice to get to. It's just been too long a gap. Don't you think, Mice?
Yeah, it has been too long a gap, but I'm telling you, man, this independent thing, Sarah, is not as easy as people think it is. And you have, the unfortunate thing is that you're going to have people out there that are trying to scrape out of your pot, if you get what I mean. Like, they'll try and skim off, you know, the milk off, you know what I mean? They'll try and get a bit of froth out of your coffee, if that makes any sense to any of the... But, you know, so I feel his pain when it comes to putting out your own music or putting out music with people and you're not really seeing what you'd expect from it or what you were promised from the beginning, you know, whether it be whatever. So it's good to hear that he's decided to take the reins himself, or if he's got a team with him, I think it'll be better for him because he's a very good artist. A lot of people respect him and definitely like a pioneer when it comes to certain styles of music that we're hearing nowadays.
Bling.
Like people might have forgotten, but you know what I mean? When it comes to stuff like the road rap, like the, you know, street philosophy and stuff like that, Kalashnikov is up there, man, as one of the guys that built, if not sitting on it, definitely built the throne.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
So, and he told me he is going to find time to come visit us on the radio show sometime. So
nice.
So you know, I'll be keeping the pressure up on him. This is FUBAR Radio. It's myself, Sarah Love.
And myself, Mice Diggy, a.k.a. the voice of Chocolate Velvet Cake, all up in your ear canal.
Yeah, that's right. And you know, we like to start the show off on a positive tip, you know, and I just think there's so many people doing important things. There's no point focusing on the negativity or the haters. Like, we have to always remember to look at the glass half full, because there's people who are striving against the odds and they aren't making a difference. So number one, first of all, got to send out a massive
big up
to all the people who have been protesting in the States, man. Like, that has been kind of crazy about the Trump's refugee and Muslim ban, which
so
he's now trying
down.
To deny that it is a Muslim ban. Basically, Trump he named seven countries that he was going to stop people from freely traveling into the States from, and then, but also this affects people who are of dual nationality. So you have some people who like members of parliament in the UK who they were born in Baghdad or something, but they can't, they're British citizens, have grown up here, so they're not going to be able to travel freely. So this will affect Mo Farah. Mo Farah made a statement about it. I mean, Mo Farah, he's down with the Queen. scene now that he's like been knighted and he's a sir. He's like one of the most revered.
He's like,
athletes.
Yeah, what you need, man? Hey, the queen on. He's got the queen on speed dial, basically. Hey, look, this guy's trying to give me a parking ticket. Yeah, ma'am, I beg you. Just put the finger down on this mother love.
You know, so it's just correct. But what I thought was wonderful was just to see how galvanized people were, and they went straight out to the airports and were protesting. You had lawyers and things at the airports who went for free to go and represent people who were being detained at the at immigration and stuff. So you've had, like, I saw stories where there's been 5-year-old children kept for 19 hours and things in immigration stuff. So it's kind of crazy, you know, what's going on. Out there. So shout out to everyone, but that's a whole nother show on its own. Also, I want to just send a shout out to hip hop as a culture because this weekend I went to a party. Yeah, I went to a party.
Wheel up again. I didn't hear you say I was DJing. What the hell's going on? What? So you actually went out to a party?
It was quite an incredible experience just this to like be a punter. But you know, it just made me so happy to be part of, that I found hip hop as a culture, because obviously hip hop is a musical movement, but it's consistently it's centered around the idea of community, like from the beginnings to now, like we are a crew worldwide. And that's why I say every country you go to, when you are hip hop, you have family. Because when I went to this party the other night, I'm not naming any names or nothing like that, and they didn't play any hip hop, and that's not why I was vexed, because I listened to everything from classical music to rock to country, everything. I listen to good music, but at this party, what I realized, it was loads of people who basically were just there to consume substances in a dark room with loud music playing. And that's as deep as it got. I'm not hating.
You won't understand if you don't take these substances, Sarah. So what you need to do, if you're really trying to get something like research done, you need to go in head first, balls deep, and just get in there and have it.
Have it large.
Double dip dubs, mate. Live on Brick Lane, mate. Me, the missus, the dog, neighbour's missus. We was having it, mate.
We was having it large.
You know them dudes, when you meet there, you're like, bruv, you're too loud. This is not fucking carnival.
Matter of fact,
I'm in a library studying, and you're going to like
this isn't doing it for me. Because primarily, people at hip hop jams, you're primarily going there for the music.
Yeah.
You know, and it's, you don't, as a en masse at a hip hop jam, see everybody is off their face.
Yeah.
Like, of course,
true.
There might be some dude in the corner who's had a few too many pints.
Yeah.
Like, people might have been blazing some weed, but it's like people aren't their face listening to loud music, damaging their hearing, you know. And so that just made me, honestly, it made me sad, because I'm just thinking, where's the guidance for these people? Like, us going to being part of the community that is hip hop, we were guided by the voices that we heard. And that's kind of drags me into this week's very special legendary.
Big up.
Uh-oh.
That has to go out to, I think, the MC with the greatest name ever in the history of MCs.
Oh, wait. Say that again, because hold on.
Okay, I'm going to put a challenge to you, Mice. Like, who in the history of hip-hop, of rapping even, have you ever heard that has a better...
Now, when you say rapping, I mean like Christmas presents, bar mitzvahs, go on, man.
Even all of that, okay? No, of rapping, okay, because I personally differentiate from MCing and rapping, and I differentiate from rap music and hip-hop music.
Yeah, glad you said that.
Okay.
Just to confirm.
And just to put that out there to everybody on a subtle tip.
If you want
to
ask, if anybody needs to know what the differences are, please hit us up, and we'll glad you hit you up with more than just road science.
Definitely. We're going to score you hiphop@foodbarradio.com. Who has a better name in the history of rap and of MCing than the name, the god MC Rakim Allah?
Woo!
Seriously, come with a name that's better than that.
Yeah,
think on it.
Yeah, it's true.
MC Rakim Allah.
That ain't even gonna, you know what I mean? I ain't even got a joke for that one there. I'll put my hands up and say,
You know what? Black Thought, his name's pretty cool. Like, that's a cool name.
Black Thought.
You know, and there's lots of dope MCs that we like KRS, that's nothing on the god MC Rakim Allah in terms of your name.
Kane was a good name. Big Daddy Kane.
Yeah, but still,
the Big Daddy part.
You're getting shut down by the god MC Rakim Allah.
But the
reason why I'm sending a very special
big up
to Rakim is because on Saturday, say it was his birthday, Saturday the 28th of January.
Wow, so he's Aquarius.
Aquarius. And I think...
just like me. I'm trying to do the little flipper, you know what I mean? Dolphin dance right here, but you can't see it, so...
He's succeeding, honestly. And but yeah, not only does he have the best name, you know...
Or the best star sign.
Or the best star sign. I mean, he's probably the sexiest MC ever in the history of hip-hop. Would you agree, Mice?
You know what? This is how I'm going to agree, just to put it out there so people don't get it twisted. When, do you remember, The Truth Hurts had that tune? He's so contagious.
Yeah.
He burns my braces. Yeah.
Yeah.
And who comes into rap? Thinking of a master plan. Yeah. Wait. That's what my mum did. Well, that scream you just did there, that's what Mama Mice came in like. And this is like a lot, you know, a while ago. Oh, why don't you rap like this?
Oh, I was like, right,
what do you mean? She said, oh, he sounds so cool. I said, Mom, calm down because it's getting a bit embarrassing.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? I ain't going to want to have to mop up the floor from this mess that you're making over here in Rakim's voice and the shiny head. But I get what you're saying. So I can agree in that light. Yeah, he sounds sexy.
And also, you know, there's full grown men who had that same scream reaction when they heard him coming on that track too as well. Okay, so done.
Jeez, right.
You know, and he is arguably the GOAT.
Yes,
I think he's probably, in my
definitely.
Opinion, he might be the second most, and this MC also is a kind of contender for one of the best MC names ever, but he's probably, in my opinion, the second most referenced MC of all time.
Yeah, no, you ain't lying about that.
I would
that.
Say the first most MC, in my opinion, is probably Slick Rick. And I would be interested to do an actual analysis of that. So if anyone's up for that challenge, hit us up at hiphop@foodbarradio.com. We can get to the bottom of this.
Because Slick Rick has got, what tune is it? He's got like a whole tune where nearly every line. Yeah, it's
been, I was like, the show.
Whoa. Like, I didn't realize until we saw him live earlier this year where I met him. And there's a picture on my Instagram in case you don't believe me.
Don't rub it in
because
I was
trying to
ill
prove
that day.
It. Yeah, I'm trying to rub it in for Sarah. She fucked up. Yeah, I was just going like, hold on, I recognise that, this line, that line, so-and-so used that, so-and-so used this, like, so yeah, I'd say you're right, out of Rakim and Slick Rick, out of the most quotables ever used
the
in
most reference
in
has got
to
be Slick Rick, and Slick Rick, that's a pretty cool MC name too.
Yeah,
it?
That is, yeah,
that
is definitely,
a pretty cool
man.
MC name, but you know, and we always discuss in politic in hip-hop about who is the greatest of all time. And me and Mice can chat about this all we like,
all
and you know, all you listening to the show on foodbarradio.com, you can argue with us about this too, but on the line, I thought, you know, don't take my opinion on this at all or anything, like let's
not
see.
Like, you know what you're talking about.
I don't know what I'm talking
about.
You know
what I mean? Let's speak to someone who might know what they're talking about, maybe.
Yeah,
you know what
exactly. Because on the line right now, we are joined by, in my opinion, one of the greatest MCs who's ever picked up a mic in hip hop, straight and live and direct from Queens, New York. Are you there, Pharoah Monch?
Peace.
The show. What's going on? Happy New Year, mother lover.
Yeah, man, Happy New Year. I asked on Twitter, like, when is it too late to stop saying Happy New Year in the year?
Yeah.
Actually, we did investigate that.
Mysat
K's investigated that on the
show,
didn't
we?
Yeah,
we investigated it last year, and no one could really come to an agreement on that one. So I feel, if you haven't seen the person, if it's July and I haven't seen you since last year, December, I might sneak it in there, just... Yeah, great, a man hug. Yo, Happy New Year, bruv. Just so that people don't hear, you know what I mean? Just in case.
Man hug. But, you know, on last Saturday, Pharoah Monch, one of the illest ever, it was Rakim's birthday. And I just think it's so important for us to, if we don't shout out our OGs and our true
foundation.
Incredible, like the foundation, the contributors to why hip hop is one of the most important cultural movements of the 20th century. Like, you know, if we're not shouting these people out, why, who is going to do it? And so I want to know from you, Pharoah Monch, like, why is Rakim the GOAT of MCing?
First of all, I was always partial to the names Little Half Dead.
It's true. Old Dirty Bastard. That is another good one.
Yeah, Old Dirty Bastard is a good one.
So we've got Slick Rick, the God MC, Rakim Allah.
But
no. No, yeah.
When Rakim came on the scene, it was like Biggie said, he was just so cool. It sounded like he was like, why are y'all all yelling? Like, you don't have to yell like that.
It's true, you know. Like, very true.
That is so
the voice alone, Yeah, and then it was the voice, it was the persona, it was the vocabulary.
Mm.
He was like, you don't have to stop your rhymes at a period. You can do run-on sentences. Mm. Like, he literally was a game changer.
Yeah.
In that sense, that influenced everyone beyond that point after him. Mm. There was no one who wasn't influenced by the way that he wrote, the way that he spit, and his ability to be like, even the live performance is like, why are y'all jumping around? Like,
yeah. And it's funny you saying that, because I've often thought the same with Nas, that Nas as an MC, it's kind of like when you listen to Live at the Barbecue, Illmatic, he's not really evolved as an MC since then. And I don't mean that as a diss, you know, I mean that as in terms of that's how next level he was when he came out. And in a way, it's kind of I feel it's the same thing with Rakim, is he's not really evolved as an MC.
Right.
Do you reckon?
I mean, since the first time he came out from, you know, I came in the door, said it before, I feel that it progressed since then. But I think his style is his style, and what's authentic about it is it's really him.
Yeah, for real.
It's very honest in that he's that all the time. It's not like a thing that he puts on, you know, so.
No shots fired there. So,
No, I didn't mean like that. I meant it like as a compliment.
You know, like a puppet. I'm doing the puppet. You know,
sure you did.
Yeah. Some of these MCs have got, you know, they do have, there's like the puppeteer there. That's why so many of them sound familiar, because the same hand up their ass making them say what they're saying. And I think that's where Farrah's going. I think that's where he's going with it. But I want to say, like, Rakim, in terms of, he kept up with the times in terms of his rhyme style. I think what you're saying is that he has if you was to, you know, you can make a stamp of it and say, that's Rakim's style. And you know, what Farrah's saying is, like, you can tell when somebody's been a fan of Farrah Munch. Of Rakim. Oh, of course, Farrah Munch. But you could tell when somebody's grown up listening to someone like Rakim, because it might be just that, whether it be the multis or, you know, the fact that you know, sounding a bit more calm than everybody else wiling out, or there's something there that you could say, yo, that he's definitely a Rakim fan. You know what I mean?
Other people do also get called the GOAT. I hear, you know, people say that about KRS-One,
LL
know,
Cool J,
LL Cool J, LL Cool J, Chuck D, Big Daddy Kane. But is Rakim the greatest MC at all times, do you reckon, Farrah?
I think so. I would put him in my GOAT category,
yeah.
And I think for the things we just mentioned, I think at the point in when he dropped, it was so many things that changed. He was like God body, like you say. He was calling himself God. He was like, God is me, he's a 5%er. He just changed the whole aspect of things and challenged you to think about his writing from a different perspective than any other MC had challenged you to think about his writing, especially off the first you know, the first LP, it was game over after that. It was, everybody was sounding like Rakim, you know?
Yeah,
I have a couple of Rakim songs.
That's true, actually, because when you think of other MCs, like, there's not many MCs that you can say that about, like, after they drop, then suddenly everyone sounded like that.
And to me, that kind of states, you know, GOAT status. When you have a whole bunch of people sounding like you after, and then people can listen to them and go, wow, he does sound like Rakim. You know, when you hear Nas, the early demos from Nas, you hear Rakim.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And there's a few other MCs like that where you can hear, like, wow, Rakim really... Same with Slick Rick. You know, that guy, he went over there with an English accent, and then all of a sudden you had American guys sounding kind of, you know, this mid-Atlantic accent. So, you know, you have to put them up in that status, man, definitely. When you've had that much influence on a culture,
yeah,
you know, you can't go...
Slick Rick is if not number one, he's a tie with number one.
Yeah,
there's so many references, styles, and when he dropped... You know, it was game changer just from the story aspect and his ability to capture you with inside of the stories, as well as the bars. That, you know,
yeah.
We could go on for days, but just you know, I don't think people give credit to the pioneers, like you said, especially inside of lyricism.
Definitely.
And what you said, you've got a few Rakim joints. Like, what? How has he influenced you as an MC personally?
No, I think that the thing that pushed the limit and the bar, raised the bar for MCs at that time, was the ability to go into an ending word that connects to another word, and then continues on in that sentence. For me, he was the first one I've ever heard do that. Don't ask me for a reference right now because I haven't had coffee yet because I'm like 5 hours behind. But him and G-Rap.
Yeah, I was going to say that, like, as well.
I met G-Rap a couple of times, but I just met him for, again, the Roots Picnic. We did a performance together, and I had a moment to, like, just sit with him and talk with him, and I was like, my heart was beating fast. Like, I really pay homage to these dudes, and it's good for me to express to them what they meant for me and what they still mean, because a lot of times people don't express that to the greats, you know?
I got to say, man, and, you know, I'm sure whichever MCs you have said that to, hearing that from someone like yourself must, you know, that's definitely like a battery in the back there, right? You know, like, whoa, Pharaoh's saying that to me. Shit, I better get back in the studio now. You know what I mean? That's wicked, man.
Yeah, and it's real, man. And I was fortunate to come up during a time when all these people you're naming, Slick Rick had his own style. Rakim and G-Rap were all different. Chuck D was different. And so me listening to them, I'm able to pull, let me throw KRS-One in there, I'm able to pull, you know, KRS-One's diction and his enunciation, but these power, Rakim's slickness, G-Rap's, you know, gymnastics. You're trying to learn from all those classes at the same time, you know. So you don't get that now. It's just a lot of similarity in the artists that these kids have to pull from. And so that's huge. It's one of the reasons why, you know, it's a bit redundant more so than it used to be.
Yeah, definitely.
You're actually bringing a tear to my eye right now when you just reeled off coming up in an era with that variety of MCs. Like, that is incredible.
Well, it reminds me of what somebody said. It's like early 2000s, I think it was. Or no, it must have been around 2010. And someone had done like a hip-hop mix from, you know, from when it began. So they've done, like, you know, obviously late 70s, they've done an 80s, I can't remember who it was, a 90s.
But shout out to them. Anyway.
People talk about once they get to the 2000s, all the voices were more similar, you know, like throughout the 90s, you had wild style, or, you know, all this, I raps like this and like that, you know, all of that. So many different voices, so many different styles of rap. But then as soon as you get to sort of 2000, it was more similar, you know, either people were sounding Jay-Z or sounding like Cameron or... You know what I mean? Like,
also, up until then, it was an intrinsic rule, spoken and unspoken, that you had to come with your own style. It wouldn't have been acceptable to come out sounding like you know, come out and copy Old Dirty Bastard.
I was going to say Shine, but I meant Biggie. Well, you know, you've got to admit, though, that it got to a point where all of a sudden it was okay to sound like somebody.
No, but then it went a next step further where then it was kind of like, that was the rule. You have to sound like like somebody to have a shot in this.
Yeah.
I ain't taking shots at any of the tens or hundreds of rappers out there right now who are all rapping where they're all got the same flow and they rhyme the same rhyme. It's using the same word, in the same word. And that's what the depth of it. So you can tell I'm not an MC.
That was
about as sophisticated as it gets with some people rapping right now. Also why I'm just not really feeling there's innovation happening.
By today's standards, you dropped some bars right there. So
thank you.
That was quite tight.
You're inspiring. Gosh, now I feel inspired like Donald Trump that I too could do this.
Hey man, don't say the DT word, please, man. We're trying to keep it positive over here.
But speaking of following the leader. Do you like how I did that?
Hey, go on.
How are you feeling about what's going on with your fine leader out there in the US right now, Pharaoh?
You're a pissed anchor. Your fine leader.
I mean,
that was fucked up. But go ahead. Go ahead.
I got jokes.
I mean, I'm blown away. Like, I don't see what the problem is. I don't see why Trump shouldn't decide who travels where, and I don't see why there aren't more Trump supporters.
No, but do you know what, though? The truth, because I'm seeing all of this unravel, and I am so proud of to see what's happening on the ground in New York, at San Francisco Airport, at LAX, at Chicago O'Hare Airport, and, you know, the instant protests that have been going on. But at the same time, I'm constantly reminding myself, 60 million people in your fine land voted for this. You know, and then there was a dude that I tweeted the other day, and he was saying, you know, someone says they're going to burn down a house and you give them a match, you know, you can't then be surprised that the house is burning, kind of thing. So it's like at the same. But I'm just wondering how is it feeling like actually there? Are you in
Ground
New York
Zero
right now?
You might as well call it Ground Zero now, even though, you know, what is it like on Ground Zero at the moment?
It's interesting times, man. I'm it's tumultuous, but I'm glad I'm alive to see it, because you get to see, you know, people exercise their rights and protests against this, as well as you get to see people who are coming around and are actually like, well, who did I just vote for?
Yeah.
As well as people are still stirring in their conviction. Mm. And in 3 years from now, 3.5 years from now, I think you're going to see some just history in terms of how many people turn out and the corruption that gets revealed and is hidden, and the lies that are just going to come to the forefront, because this is just an all-out war going on with media and his camp and all of these things and all of these fact checks that are going on that I think are unprecedented in terms of American politics. Mm.
It's true, and I mean the legalities of it as well. It's just like that. I'm just thinking to myself, surely it's only a matter of time until this guy is like taken down. I didn't mean taken out.
Yeah, but
assassinated.
He's using his own security. He's not even using a security that they've supplied him.
No, but I mean just the legalities in terms of the American Constitution of being able to do these things. Like, surely it's just got to be a matter of time until there is some legal process that's gonna dethrone your fine leader. But you know, and just on behalf,
you're gonna make him hang up, man, with this. You're finally
just on behalf of us here in the UK, where we're anticipating him coming to visit our fine head of state, the Queen.
I heard a petition was signed with over 1 million signatures.
Yeah, saying don't let him in.
I think this is like in under 48 hours. It's had over a million signatures and growing. It's something like 1,000 people per minute or something crazy. Mm-hmm.
But also, I think it was today, I saw a video. Is it the mayor of New York saying we're not going to comply with whatever he says, more or less?
And
the mayor of New York, senators, are just, you know, it's a full on legal, like Sarah was saying, a legal battle that's going to happen. It's just like, go against all of these things. States are like, we want out. We don't even want to be a part of the states
crazy,
right now.
Man, that is crazy. Mm-hmm. Imagine that.
I know. But that's also why I'm just so grateful for hip hop, that we had leader in that, like the names that you were mentioning, like having your Chuck D's, your Cool G Raps, your Rackins and everything. Like, because these people gave us food for thought as a community when we were being communities were being sidelined back in the day. So that's also why I just think it's an important time for artists to step up. The other week, Mice was saying to me, you know, if you haven't come from a certain background where your parents have schooled you on certain things, then, you know, you're not in a... It's a tough position to be in, but that's where I think artists step up, and that's why I'm grateful to you, Pharaoh Monch, as an artist too, because you are still schooling people, you know? But I think... we did ask you earlier if there was a particular Rakim track, seeing as this whole conversation is about bigging up Rakim because it was his birthday on the 28th of January. If there was a particular Rakim track that you'd like to play, and you said to me, Lyrics of Fury.
Lyrics of Fury.
And you know what? Look, wait, first of all, why did you pick Lyrics of Fury?
That was one of the ones that blew me away, you know, when I first heard it. And, you know, like I said, we used to get a Rakim album used to come out, and me and OC and Prince Po would get the copy, and we would go to the room and put a red shirt over the lamp so that the room would light up red, and we would get some beer. And we would study that shit and listen to it front to back, like homework, you know, and it was an exciting time, so.
That's crazy. And then, you know, the other thing that's dope, like, you know, listening to it again, even now, it's 30 years later now, it's still intimidating MC on an MC level. I mean, I know I'm not an MC, so maybe it's not my place
today's
to say
standards,
it.
You know, I wouldn't say that now. So you got cadence, you got a few bars there still. What you dropped earlier, that was
heavy. That was intimidating.
Might have to get you on the remix with Young Little Yacht Riding...
Full.
Weed head, yeah. Some, whatever you call them nowadays.
But anyway, that's the whole next conversation. But thank you so much for talking to us today, because, you know, I just thought it's
important. Before I go, I would just like to say that I'm pretty sure that the Trump supporters were inspired by Brexit, and you guys are responsible for this whole thing.
Shots fired.
Touché.
Big up.
Touché.
No, don't be bigging up Brexit.
I stand as musketeer and say touché. He's got a good point, man.
No, because, it is. Yeah. They straight up said that.
Yeah.
And then at the same time, you see what's happening in the far right movement across Europe. They're all saying and feel it, whether or not these people get elected. But in Austria, in Germany, in France, they're all feeling empowered by the fact that Trump has been elected. And they're saying this is going to be a domino effect because of Brexit.
If y'all going to fuck up your country, we want to fuck up ours too. How about that, huh? We're going to fuck up the whole world. Aliens going to come in and be fucked up with us. Come on.
Okay, you just sunned me there on
that's what, no, but yeah. I'm saying that's what it's like. Everybody being influenced by the dumbest idea ever is now going to just make us a whole bunch of dumbass people walking around like, oh, what are we?
But it's like so when you see a dog chasing its tail kind of thing, when you're like, God, man, how stupid are you? This dog chasing its tail around and not realizing it's its own tail. Oh, but so thanks for the big up to that's the beauty of democracy. You know, everyone's entitled to vote however they like, isn't it?
I
do still think David Cameron should go down the history as the worst prime minister we've ever had for even putting a referendum forward. And really, it all comes on his shoulders, what we're dealing with now in the States with Trump. But thank you so much for taking the time out to talk to us and
really just put it into
perspective for everyone, because I know people have so much respect for you as a hip-hop artist and on an MC level, and you know, you're still relevant, you're still putting out music, and so I just thought it was important to get an authority like you to put into perspective why Rakim is the GOAT. Rakim is the GOAT. So thank you very much for chatting to us today.
All right, thank you guys.
And here's the joy. Happy birthday to Rakim, the God MC, son. Here is Lyrics of Fury. This is FUBAR Radio.
Get your gum shield in, boy. Make sure you know what I mean. You got the shoulder pads ready for this one, boy. You might need a helmet as well.
I'm rated R. This is a warning. You better avoid. Poets are paranoid. DJs destroy. Yes, I came back to attack. Others are spiked. It's like lightning. It's quite frightening. But don't be afraid in the dark, in a bark. Not a scream or a cry or a bark. More like a spark. You tremble like an alcoholic. Muscles tighten up. What's that like? Numb. You see a sight, but suddenly you feel like you're in a horror flick. You grab your heart and wish for tomorrow quick. Music's a clue when I come. You're born. Apocalypse now, when I'm done, you're gone. Haven't you ever heard of an MC murderer? This is a death penalty, and I'm serving a death wish. So come on, step to this hysterical idea for a lyrical perfectionist. Friday the 13th, walking down Elm Street. You come in my realm, you get beat. This is off limits, so your visions are blurry. All you see is the meters of the volume pumping lyrics of fury. Freestyle. Terror in the styles, never error files. They read unknown to exile. For those that oppose to be level or next to this, I ain't
ain't a devil and this ain't the exorcist. It's worse than a nightmare. You don't have to sleep or wink. The pains of migraine every time you think. Flashbacks interfere, you start to hear the R-A-K-I-M in your ear. Then the beat's hysterical, that makes Eric go get an ad. Chimes the whack, soon the lyrical format is pure. Your faces are death for me. MC's decaying, but they never stayed. The scene of the crime every night at the show. The fiend of a rhyme on the mic that you know. It's only one capable breaks the unbreakable melodies, unmakeable pattern, unescapable. I haunt if you want the style I possess. I bless the child, the earth, the gods, and bomb the rest. For those that envy an MC, it can be. As a diss to your health, so be friendly. A matter of life and death, just like an etch. Just get shaky, you're clear, make it disappear. Make the next after the ceremony, let the rhyme rest in peace. If not, my soul will release. The scene is recreated, reincarnated, updated. I'm glad you made it. But you're about to see a disastrous sight. A performance never again performed on a mic. Lyrics of fury. A fortified freestyle. The R is in the house, too much tension. Make sure the system's loud when I mention. Crazes is fearsome. You wanna hear some sounds that not only pounds but plays your eardrum. I sit back and observe the whole scenery. Then nonchalantly tell you what it mean to me. Strictly business, I'm quickly in this mood. And I don't care if the whole crowd's a witness. I'ma tear you apart, but I'ma spare you a heart. Programming to the speed of the rhyme, prepare to start. Rhythms out of the radius, the same as the craziest. Musical madness, MC, I'm amazing. Now an emergency, open heart surgery. Open your mind, you will find every word to be. Furier than ever, I remain the future. Battles tempting, whatever suits you. From word to sentence, there's no resemblance. You're thinking rough for the sum of the consequences. I'm never dying, terrifying results. I wake you with hundreds of thousands of false mic to mouth resuscitation. Rhythm with radiation, Novocaine needs a pain. It might save him, if not, Eric B's the judge, the crowd's a jury. How do I plead to homicide? Lyrics of fury. They get furier.
Rakim, Lyrics of Fury, 1988. Okay, 1988. So all these people want to call themselves an MC right now. Shout out to Tim Joshua, locked into the show, who says, no more rapping, Sarah. Big up, Rakim and Barrymont. Thanks, Tim Joshua. Yeah, Tim Joshua's a bit aggy, you know.
Tim, man, you got to lower your standards, especially in 2017, where, you know, the rap world ain't what it used to be. You have to lower your standards. Sarah just dropped some bars. If anybody wants to hear them bars again, let us know, and we'll get her to, you know, she'll drop her own Furified freestyle. Yeah, do you know what I mean? But for today's standards, I'm impressed, Sarah.
Thank you. I'm still jet lagged as well, you know. So if I actually.
What, are you still jet lagged from Japan?
Well, I'm just trying to find excuses. And if I was well rested and everything, you know, I'd be killing them. But I see some flares and some butterfly shirt collars have stepped into the studio.
Oh, you're damn right. You can hit my music right now, bitch. That's right. I said it, motherfucker. I mean, mother lovers. What's going on, mother lovers? We want to welcome you down to the Fubar Radio Cafe. That's exactly where you need to be. Get your ass on a seat and roll up some weed. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because I go by the name of My Sack Hayes. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. My Sack Hayes, man. We so high, we don't know where we coming down.
If we're coming down.
And I'm a bad mother.
Shut your mouth.
You're damn right. Hey, this week's investigation comes in courtesy of sometimes you do some famous ass shit that has people hitting you up saying a whole bunch of bullshit. Yeah, I ain't gonna name no names. I ain't gonna say who. But let's just say not everybody knows what they're talking about.
but I will be bringing my Sainsbury bag for life in the next week's design.
Now, imagine this, Sarah. So, obviously, I'm getting hit up by some, you know what I mean, like people where I'm like, huh? But imagine somebody hits me up and says, I'm not going to say what they say because they're going to feel like, oh, I'm personally attacking them. But I just found it weird. Yo, have you sorted out this? Have you sorted out that? If you don't do this, then this will happen and this will happen. And then I'm thinking, yeah, all of that is sorted.
But I'm in the Illuminati now.
Yeah,
so
yeah, I'm in the
worry.
Illuminati. Of course everything's sorted. When I look in the mirror, there's no reflection. So I know I'm good for the rest of my life. I might, you know what I mean? I might turn one of you lot into a vampire if I feel like we're close enough. So the thing is, I'm like, right, I know my business. I've been doing this for quite a long time, bruv. You know, like, I'm pretty
without
sure...
Without giving away your age.
Yeah. Without giving away my age, you know what I mean? 27 for all the, you know what I mean, people out there that want to keep, you know, look at me in that light. So I'm like, right, okay, let me find out if what he's saying is for real or not. And imagine you want to represent me as well. So first of all, let me go to over here and make sure my shit is all right. Like, I'm pretty sure it is. Bam, it is. And your brethren's chatting shit. Okay, first of all, don't call him my brethren because my brethren don't chat shit to me like that. So then I go back and say, bro, are you sure? To no reply about a day or 2 days later. And this is the thing I'm missing out is it was a lot of, here's my number, call me. Call me. You know, okay. There's a lot of like where I'm like, why is man saying to call him all of a sudden? Like, all this time I've been doing this, you've never been on my case like this before. Get to realize somebody's been watching TV. You know what I mean? So anyway... This is how I felt. I felt like, shit, if you're going to chat shit to me, like, and you and then you want to represent me and you still don't know what you're talking about, this ain't going to make no sense for either of us because, you know, one of us going to have a shiny forehead, the other one might have a dented forehead. Yeah. Get a flying knee, MVP style. So I thought, wow, imagine how much bad advice is given out there and what it does to people's lives. Imagine if I fell for what he said. Like I said, I don't want to put it out there because I don't want him to feel bad. But if I fell for it, I'd have been a real idiot. Do you know what I mean? Aww. But I'm not. I know my shit. And I just want to keep going with these stabs because when it goes, it makes me feel like I'm actually in a Shaft movie. And then I said to the bitch, I'm going to ask you mother lovers a question. Mice investigates. What's the worst bit of advice you've ever been given? The worst bit of... The reason, and as I said, these investigations are to heal the world.
Yeah, oh gosh.
Make it a better place for you and me and the entire Aryan race. No? Okay, maybe not.
But yes.
This is the point. I want people to stop giving bullshit ass advice. Don't act like you know what you're talking about if you don't know what you're talking about, just for the benefit of yourself. Because this is a world we live in where Donald Trump is the president.
But we do need to remember. There's a place in your heart,
and I know that it is love. That place. I told you, I can turn up to anything. Look.
We are having a little dab battle in the studio right now.
I told people I could, hey,
this turn is lyrics,
up,
man.
The turn up challenge. Any music, I could make it look like it's.
And we can do it even on the. Oh my God, yeah, Marcus Scott.
All right, cut that music out. You know what I mean? Shaft is in the building, mother lovers. So I want to find out from all our listeners, what's the worst bit of advice you've ever been given? Please hit us up, hiphop@foodbarradio.com, or you could tweet us @foodbarradio, @DJ Sarah Love, or @MiceDiggy. What's the worst bit of advice you've ever been given? I'm going to ask my co-host over here.
Well...
Obviously, you don't want to bait yourself up or bait up whoever gave you the advice, but at least they can hear, like, bruh, you're fucking up.
I think, on general, it's hard for me to remember because I just instantly just block it out of the... Yeah. I just deflect.
I'm like that as
just
well.
Deflect, you know, yeah. So, like, kind of those kung fu moves and deflect it out of the space. But I just think... imagining the people that Donald Trump has surrounded himself with... Or even seeing, like, the campaign for Brexit. Sorry, is that too real?
Yeah, that is very real.
Sorry.
There's a whole bunch of bad advice has been given, basically. Now we're here in this world.
And then also, on the other end of the scale, is, no, you'll be fine. It's not that cold outside. You'll be all right with the little jacket. that kind of thing
too. Yeah, yeah.
And then I'm just like, brewing! Yeah. I was ill for 2 weeks!
See, I can't take people's advice when it comes to like, what should I wear out? Like, bruv, it could be sun, could be, I'll still have the long johns on just in case. Winter guilt. I live in a place where winter is like the most dominant.
Commonant.
Yeah, most commonant. That's when you dominate and you're common.
Exactly.
Dominum. Yeah. It is the most dominum season. It's like we could be in spring, it still feels like winter. You might even be in summer sometimes. You're like, bruv, are you sure I could wear these flip flops out? Because I don't know, man. My toe, the hairs on my toes are standing up, so I don't even know. Shout out to all the hairy toe mother lovers. Shout out to the flatfoot man them as well. I've got to give a big shout out to the flatfoot man them. There's a bunch of flat-footed people out here. Doing all kinds of sports, getting all kinds of shin splints. I just want to give a shout out to them because life can't be that easy when you got a flat foot. So shout, big up on flat foot man them.
It's real.
Yeah, my nephew's got flat foot. So yeah, he got shin splints recently. Not recently, but he's got to have an operation. You're only like 19, he's got to have an operation on his
baby.
Yeah, flat foot man them, innit?
No, but look, that's real for some people.
Yeah.
No, but also the crew wears like, nah, you won't need an umbrella.
Yeah, okay. That's pretty bad advice. Like, nah, you'll be all right. It's only a bit of rain anyway, isn't it? All right. Do you know what I mean? And, you know, I understand for women, like the hair thing. Men don't really get that whole hair, unless it's a hairy dude. I don't know. But men don't really understand the whole, like, yeah, no, nah, I need an umbrella. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The feminine
until
struggle.
Until we see you, and then we're like, right, why do you look all Neanderthalish all of a sudden? Like, what the hell's
going
on?
You're not the
here?
Person I thought
yeah,
you were.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
No, I guess that is bad advice, thinking about it, really. Just the way, I mean, I go for the natural hair approach. So really, rain and things like that doesn't bother me. And I guess partly it is a bit of a political statement, but it's also because I don't feel any shame about who I am, you know. And I think everybody is free to do and be whoever they want, you know, whatever makes you happy. But I don't want to be looking in the mirror every day and fighting my genetics kind of thing. So in terms of advice,
so
where it's like,
skin them.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. There's women who are living under that pressure where they're being advised on a daily basis to bleach their skin, to straighten their hair, and it's mashing you up. It's actually damaging your body. And I'm not meaning to be horrible to anybody, but to me, that's some bad advice that for a start, no one's ever. Actually, the other day I got on into a conversation with someone on the tube. I talk to people in all kinds of crazy places. And then this guy from out of town was telling me that he lives in Seven Sisters. And then we got into this conversation where I was like, oh, yeah, no, it's like social cleansing. But he was trying to advise me about how much better it is in these areas now. And it was a bit harsh for me to call it social cleansing. And I was like, look, first of all, I'm born and raised
what,
in Harrogate.
What, is he a flatfoot man? Let me ask that first of all, because that's how like the flatfoot man then would talk about now.
quite potentially. But, you know, even to
he
the...
He said it was cleaner. Like, he said, oh, it's
no,
actually
No, I was
better.
Saying, yeah, what you're seeing, what has happened in these areas is social cleansing. Mm. And then he was telling me, no, well, it's actually better in these areas now. And I was like, well, better for who? Mm. And he was trying to give me advice about how Tottenham is a better place in your heart, you know, now.
Yeah, he's saying it like a better place in your heart. Yeah.
But he didn't appreciate that I called it social cleansing kind of thing. So for all the people who are trying to give advice to like things you don't actually know about, for example, I'm born and raised in London. I've seen the transitions that Harrogate has gone through. Mm. Don't try and tell me about Harrogate when you've been living here for the last 18 months and your parents bought you an apartment here and you think it's, you know.
And you complained about the bar that's down the road because it's way too much noise.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, you moved there though, innit?
Innit.
You saw that bar there before though, bruv. Like, ease that up.
But so, but anyway, I mean, that's a whole. And then even someone else on the tube got involved in the conversation. They were like, sorry to interrupt, but I've just got to say, you are completely right about what you're saying. But yeah, so, I mean, I just, on the whole, try and block out bad advice and focus on what Buddha has to say.
It's true. It's true. You do. I think. But the problem is that some people don't. You don't know you've been given bad advice until shit hits
the
fan, basically.
Until you left the house and it does start
raining. Yeah, exactly. Until it, go on, nah, doo-doo in the, if you doo-doo in the kitchen toilet, it'll be all right, mate. You know, like the plumbers all dealing with the, you know what I mean, the flushing system in the actual toilet. Yeah, do it. And, you know, that's some badass advice.
Right? And the bad advice people give themselves, where they're like, nah, it's all right, I'll do my tax return next week. And they were saying that like 6 months ago. Yeah. I'll start arranging that next week.
No,
next week. And now it's like they're scrambling now. So we even give ourselves bad advice today.
Yeah, I've got to say, on the tax returns, I do think I'm going to try and get it done the year, like, you know, September.
How many years have you said that?
No, this is the first time where I'm, because this was the first time I felt sweat. I was sweating a little bit, like, yo. Have you done the time?
Now that you're,
I was trying to style it out.
Now that you've elevated to that next level of
it's kind of to do that, but more so like, right, hold on. I didn't realise it was Tuesday's got to be done by, you know what I mean? But I was like, yo, I'm trying not to be aggy, like, yo, you done the time? So, like, but in my head, I'm not saying it out loud.
The whole country was saying that with you. Yeah. The whole country.
So I'm going to go for, because you can do it in September. I don't know why we wait till, like, yo, you get them text messages. Yo, bruv. HMRC's like, bruh, you better sort this shit out, boy, or you're fucking up. Like, trust me.
We're coming for
you. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then they text you again. And they go, yo, bruh, man reminded you 2 days ago. But man's just telling you now, like, shit will hit the fan for
don't
real.
Test me
if
on
man
this.
Don't pay their taxes, you know. And you're like, you're looking at text like, right, did they really die? Like, you start looking around like, oh,
are
shit.
Are they watching
enemy
me?
Of the state looking at us, mother, lover, boy.
Can I just say, in 2018, the law is changing, so it's going to have to be quarterly as well. So,
what, taxes?
Like, yeah, but anyway.
Yeah,
we'll
I'd prefer that. I'll be honest, I think that's better.
Yeah, cause but then you'll still be doing it 48 hours before the quarterly.
But at least you're getting
deadline.
It done, you know, like a more, you're doing it at a speed that it should be done. The whole, you do it at the end of January, and then you're like, oh, it's not last year, it's the year before, until, you know what I mean? It all gets a bit confusing. If you just did it every 4 months, it's like, yeah, bruv, here, I'll take the shit, stop texting me. By the way, you got some flat feet there, bro. Anyway.
But anyway, back to the investigation
Back to the investigation. I did ask you guys, what is the worst bit of advice you've ever been given? So that is a bit of bad advice. Yeah, just do your taxes at the end of January, you'll be good. Nah, you start sweating, you're losing pounds, like in every which way you could possibly lose them as well.
The advice we got to leave the European Union, I think there was a lot of bad advice there.
That was a whole bunch of bad advice.
So I think there was a lot of lies there too. But you know, what are the people saying that hit you up? hiphop@foodbarradio.com. Get in touch with us. Let us know what you're saying. What's the worst so piece of advice?
Shout to Russell Schizoflow Kant. He says, say no to drugs. And then laugh. There's a big laugh after that. So
what, saying no to drugs was bad advice?
Bad advice, yeah. That's hilarious.
Well, that's not what I thought when at this party that I went to at the weekend. Like, those kids, man.
I'll tell you what, we got on it. We went down the KO, the AO, the BO, CO, all kinds
of
all. Every single orifice you can find, mate. We were down there, back in hell. Me, the missus, yeah.
It was dark up there.
Shout to Sun Wu, shout to Q Rock, man, one of our favorite guys, man. He says one of the the worst bit of advice that he's been given, call her back, bruv. Call her back.
That's also, you know, got a guy for
23
girls,
years
dude.
Later, we got kids, grandkids. Oh, you know, no, I'm joking.
I think that there's women who would say that's bad advice they've been given, saying, no, you know, just call him. Okay, oh, mice.
I don't know.
No,
as if it's a flat foot, you might have fucked up there, but still,
mice.
As long as you can handle dealing with the shin splints, you know what I mean?
Can I just put the disclaimer that flat mice's opinion does not represent me in any way, so if you're on a...
That's true. But shout out to all the flat foot man then. We
love you too.
We don't feel all of it, but we understand the pain, kind of, because it's hard to run on the balls of your feet when they ain't really look like you
mice,
got balls.
This is real
feet.
For some people.
That's why I'm bigging up the flat foot man them. I think that we should have a flat foot man them appreciation day maybe on here, so that the flat foot man them know that we're...
That's
I just like saying flat foot man them. Anyway, shout out to... okay, so look, I'm going to read this one. Cy Philly says the worst advice he's been given is to use DistroKid as a distribution company.
Oh, I saw him getting a bit angry about that.
Shots fired.
Damn.
Hey. Mm-mm. But yeah, so I'll put that out there because that's one of our brethren. Shout out to Cy Philly. And he says, do not use DistroKid as a distribution. If you want to find out why, hit him up and I'm sure he'll let you know why. That is information that a lot of artists need to know because we can't have these people scraping the bottom of our pot. You cannot scrape the bacon off and eat my chicken. That's what I'm basically trying to say to you. Shout outs to Gleam, Mac. Guess what his was? The worst advice he'd been given.
Something that I don't know, but I want to know how Gosport roll.
See, I know you're thinking, oh, then left. You're thinking left field. He said, get married.
That was the worst of all.
So he must be divorced. Oh, or maybe he's married and he's... I don't know.
I think in some ways, marriages are getting a bit old-fashioned now. But I think what's wonderful about marriage is that you're making a statement of commitment to each other. Mm. And I don't mean that in a Christian sense or a legal sense or anything. Mm. It's just in terms of like, okay.
This is the one.
We're crew, yeah?
I think in terms of it being old school, it's always been looked at as old school. I think now people expect you to get married like in your 50s or something. Like, yeah, mate, I sewn me out. So I got, you know what I mean, 16 grandkids. Aww. They're all over the place. So, I'm chatting up with her because, you know, I met her in the strip club in the 60s. Like,
you
know
did
what
the
mean?
Right thing.
Yeah, we got on really well. She's got 22 kids, but it's all right. Like, all of us together, it's big family. Do you know what I mean? Like, I think it's that level of let's get married. And that's what people expect. So when you're like as young as me, do you know what I mean? 27 for all the people out there that, my birthday's coming up next week Saturday.
And I'm younger
just in case
than
you
want to
send me a present. You know what I mean? So, just letting you out that. They're surprised. They're like, right, you're married. I'm like, yeah, bruv. When you find the one, do you know what I mean? You want to make sure that one don't get away. You know what I'm saying?
You
know what I'm saying?
Right for the team.
So, so shout out to Gleam. I appreciate that. He probably, either he's in a situation now where he's like, why the fuck am I here?
Anyway, married. We don't need to be broadcasting his. Like details of his.
Yeah, true. Yeah. He did say it in the digital cup that everybody can see, but you're right.
But hit us up on hiphop@foodbarradio.com. Keep your messages coming through to us. Speaking of getting married and doing the right thing and all that kind of
flatfoot man,
let's send a shout out to Children of Zeus. They got some new music. Remind the people of the question that you're asking them.
Yes, Mice Investigates this week. What's the worst bit of advice you've ever been given? Hit us up.
Here's some brand new Children of Zeus for you. And coming up very soon, we're going to be speaking to Brooklyn's own Medina Green.
Mistakes, more than a couple scuffles, far too many tears, still I maintain the hustle, through all the pain and struggles, I smile at the rain and puddles, beyond the cloud the sun will shine and take away my troubles, another day a waste to make the most of, I spend it with my daughter, we ride the roller coaster. It's either family or I'm out performing them studio sessions to the early morning, I really put my all in, I had a brighter vision, was like a higher mission, I walk through fire in a quiet wisdom, I understand the business, I stood and witnessed backstabbing oriental whispers, mean the facts always end up twisted, it's a cold world, trust me I came close, signing slave deals, so now we're all in the same boat, just trying to stay real, and for this music I would die for, maybe I'm high or I'm in too deep, Makai fight for, sometimes more the things you reap, will be reflected in the things you speak, the company you keep, my boy ain't gonna see the road until it sits there, I've lost so many family members, still I know they're with me, as we walk along this road of victory, swiftly, deny my history, still I know you miss me, I risk it, I never imitate, I innovate, add a little flavor to your dinner plate, you should've called your tape, I'm really into Drake, but we know when that light shines, we ain't got that right mind, I'ma buy a nice watch so I can have a nice time and show them how we ball, but slowly I recall when putting posters on my wall was never focused on the fall, just the rise, just be wise and analyze the vibe, large ego with a heart twice the size, I survive, I make babies when I sing, you must be crazy if you claiming Tyler Daly ain't your king.
Yo. halo levitates at 10 degree angles. That's enough for you to recognize that you're never ever fucking with. I sit silent, eyes closed, hand over candles. All the happy, let's be friends shit. Yo, this is the opposite. Pipe dreams, schemes, testing my morals. Broke like ice cream machines in McDonald's. So deep. Apollo rests on his laurels, so don't sleep. Son of Zeus, constant disrespect. Offers of free drinks and good promo. A good chance of a good no-show. Sly inbox message to Tyler saying lose Connie and go solo. A 9-6 memo, please listen to my demo. It's that painful soul like your dad stepping on your Lego. That might be the best line I ever spit. Everything forever after might be very, very shit. It's still broken English, could be round the world with DRS and strats on a beach in open toe sandals. Instead I'm still in work, so you stuck in traffic going nowhere. I don't care, I only know slow rapping over soul samples. I'm so thankful, yo, I'm so grateful. Asian rum flavor, come, here's a whole face for. And when it's all over, I can't lie, I might cry. All I ask is you pass the crown to the right guy. The sun sets, the Godzilla silhouette. Say Connie did some legendary shit, I ain't finished yet.
That's brand new Children of Zeus. The track's called Crown. It's a free download that's available on Bandcamp. And it's taken from a first world compilation that's called Two Syllables. And they got a lovely video for that out now as well. So definitely go check that out. Shout out to El Generale, locked into the show. Chip Shop, Michael Sweeney, Old Dirty Brooks, Ilias Bay, Beat Club, Simon. All of you good people locked in. We love you. Hit us up on hiphop@foobarradio.com. We still got more dope music to get into for you. But right now, we have a guest on the line, our second guest from the States. We are about to speak to Medina Green. Are you there? Can you hear us?
I can hear you loud and clear. How you making out?
That's an English accent right there, man.
You already know how you making out. What's up with you, Diggy?
What's going on?
We're good. And it's lovely to hear from you. Where are you in the world right now? Are you in Brooklyn?
Likewise, thank you for having me. Right now, I'm actually in Central Florida, by way of Brooklyn, of course. You know, I've been out here now for about maybe close to 8 months. My family and I relocated this way, you know.
Yeah, and nice. So clarify for people, because it's like a lot of people like to be, is Medina Green a group? Is that an individual rapper? Like, is Medina Green Mos Def's cousin? Is it his brother? Yeah. Like, his uncle? Like, what? Break down for people, like, what is Medina Green for those who don't know?
I know, it's crazy. We need our own unsung story or something like that, right? Well, to clear things up, Yassin is my older brother.
Yeah.
Also known as Mos Def, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Yassin is my older brother. I'm the middle boy. My mother had three boys. Mm-hmm. I'm the middle boy who acts the oldest. You know what I mean? But Medina Green was more of a situation for like when we was coming up doing our UTD thing. Mm. Of course, the plan was once we planted our flag and established ourselves, the plan was to continue to pass the baton.
So Medina Green was a group originally.
Well, it was indeed. But,
okay.
But after Mo's solo career took off, we needed to fill that void. You know, because after the UTD deal, we before we came with the whole Medina Green brand, myself, Mos, and Cess, we set it off with the UTD project, Urban Thermodynamic. And we had crew with us, you know, along the way. We had crew with us supporting us along the way.
Mm.
So once we was where we needed to be as UTD, of course, the plan was to now create that lane for the crew to get on. We got out the UTD deal. You know, most wanted to really go more in of a solo direction, but still some way, somehow be involved.
Mm.
So we created Medina Green, and that way everybody got a chance to participate. So that's where you got to learn about Cash Rule, and that's where you got to learn about Jaborn, that's where you got to learn about Lord Atu. Lord Atu is featured on Crosstown Beef.
Yeah, that's it, yeah. That was a track, man.
Indeed, that's the track that really set it off.
Because it's been a little while as well since we've heard your name, too.
It has, you know, it really has, you know. It's been 22 plus years, you know.
Yeah, because it's Raucous. We're talking like pre-Raucous blowing up era, you know. This is like when, even before Reflection Eternal.
This was before people had cameras on their phones. This is before people had mobile phones.
Indeed, this is, you know, it all started with the UTD idea, the Urban Thermodynamic. And we had a deal on Payday London Records, which was distributed through Polygram at the time.
Yeah.
Payday was home for J. Rue the Damager, the group home, Showbiz and AZ, WC in the Mass Circle, and of course UTD. A lot of people might not even know Jay-Z came through with Dame, and they did the first single. They did a single deal on Payday. Remember the track, In My Lifetime, I Need a Whole Lot of Dough.
Mm-hmm.
I Need a Whole Lot of Cash. That was that was the spark for them to do their thing as Rockefeller after they did the single deal with Payday. But we was on the label at that time. Again, J. Rue the Damager, the group home, WC in the Mass Circle, Showbiz, AG, you know, so...
That was again, a classic era in its own right, you know. That was a special time in hip-hop too, you know.
Indeed. So, what's up? I apologize, what you was going to say?
But I see that you're doing you've got some new work in the happenings.
Indeed, I just kept chipping away, you know, after we got off the label. You know, the communication with us and the label, it was there, but it really wasn't there. So, you know, most decided that it would be better if we took a step back to take others forward. You know, we had the buzz at the time. We felt like, you know what, if we got this deal, we could always get another deal. And then after the label honored our request to get off the label, you know, we went back to the drawing board. You know, we knew most wanted to, you know, go more in a solo direction. So we created the Medina Green brand where everybody, you know, will be able to participate. And most will be able to still, you know, play a part in what we're doing, but still, you know, exercise, you know, his choice as a solo artist. So we created Medina Green, and again, that's where you learned about Cash Rule, which is also known as Magnetic, Jaborn, Lord Atu. And, you know, again, Crosstown Beef set it off. The B-Style, Stella Lashie, was produced by Most, featuring myself, Magnetic, Jaborn, and Most, of course. Most of the production on the B-Style, Pasta News from De La Soul. He produced Crosstown Beef, which is the A-Side.
Who posted that?
Yeah, Pasta News,
wow,
De La Soul.
Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah, that's the
boom,
history.
Boom,
that.
Boom,
so,
boom,
boom,
boom.
But this
Rock is...
So I mean, that's some like amazing eras of hip hop to be part of, really. That's around the first times where I was visiting New York, you know, and so it still felt, yeah, just a classic era of hip hop. But, and you know, your brother went on to have like such massive world success, you know, Mos Def, also Yasin Bey, also known as Mos Def. Do you ever get sick about being asked about him?
No.
Be honest with me. You can tell me. It's okay. I won't tell
you. You know why? Because a lot of people don't even know, like, we really started this thing together. You know, sometimes, you know, a lot of people, they get to learn about the people that's in the forefront, but they don't really get to learn about the people that's behind the scenes making happen. You know what I mean? And I really was heavily involved. I was really behind the scenes.
Yeah.
Making it happen. Like, a lot of people don't know, Most was acting before he was even rapping. I mean, as kids growing up, you know, I'm 7, he's 9. You know, my mom is running him around the auditions and little talent shows and things of that nature. But in the home, you know, he's freestyling. You know, he's beatboxing. He's using, you know, spoons and pencils and things in the home to create. And I'm on the outside looking in like, hold up, wait a minute, you got something. Mm. And he's looking at me like, you think so? And I'm like, nah, no so. You know what I mean? So as we continue to grow in age and I started getting out there a little bit, my young, you know, adult years, you know, late teenage years, and start, you know, rubbing elbows and mixing and mingling and start meeting people, and I would come home and I let them know, yo, I met a producer, yo, I sat down with a lawyer today, yo, I got a beat CD, yo, why don't we listen to this? You know, this was, like you said before, cameras on cell phones. This means we were still running around, you know, with tape, you know what I mean? Producers putting their beats on tape, you know what I mean? And then CDs evolved, and then now, you know, you're coming home with BCDs, and you just out there developing relationships and moving and shaking. And before you know it, you know, doors is opening up and things of that nature. So, it doesn't bother me to speak about history and to, you know, because it gives an opportunity to educate people and let people know, you know, who's who and what's what.
Mm. Yeah.
How it really all started, you know.
And then fast forwarding to right now, because there's what he's kind of going into a sort of retirement type thing.
Indeed. Whoa. He's put the finishing touches on his, on the dates here in the States as far as the retirement tour. And he'll be doing some things overseas.
So how? Yeah, but meanwhile you're still like, look, you're still active and working. So what? And under what name is that? As Ilias Bay?
Ilias Bay, that's my name. But most people also know me as DCQ. You know, I'm really more out there active. You know, keeping that the Medina Green name alive. So a lot of people, they don't really know the history, so they might just look at me like, oh, okay, that's Medina Green. But yes, Medina Green is a collective effort.
See, this is what we're trying to work out, because a lot of people, like, I remember Medina Green as a group, thinking it was a group involving Mos Def, but then when we were talking about we're going to have Medina Green on the show, and then I was like, it sounds like we're talking about one person. So then I was like to Sarah, is it a group or is it one person? So it's really good we could clarify that. I also wanted to find out about, you know, so you go by the name of Ilias Bay now, yeah?
Ilias Bay, yes.
And so is Bay, that's a family name for you guys? Like,
that's a family name.
And Mos Def, his real name then, his government name was Yassin Bay all the time, or what?
Well, Yassin was born Dante. And
yeah, that's what I thought.
Yeah, I was born Denard. You understand what I'm saying? But, you know, as we got older and we started coming into knowledge of self and things of that nature, and we sat down with our forefathers that came before us, we started to learn our history and things of that nature. And our Umi, she said, hey, listen, it's time to step out and really plant that flag.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, since then, we just really, you know, took a step back to take others forward. You understand what I'm saying? So,
But the new music is sounding good. So what is this new music from? Because I see you've got done a track with Joel Ortiz. Under the name Medina Green. And there's also a track that we're about to play too, called Party Done. But what is this? Is this going to be an album? Are you just throwing out a few, like, random joints?
Yeah,
like,
well, we got to look forward to
what's
here.
What's going to be happening that people need to know about?
Well, this is what I did. I created the label imprint Ill Sun Media. You know, again, coming up in the early 90s to mid 90s, you know, I'm behind the scenes. I'm on the outside looking in. I'm seeing how things are moving and shaking. And I said, you know what? Because when we did the single deal with Ruckus Records, they wanted to give us a deal on the label.
Mm.
And they wanted most to executive produce the project. So he was like, all right, cool, I'll executive produce the project. At that time, we may have had maybe 2 or 3 tracks with him, but they wanted him on the whole album, damn near. They wanted him on the majority of that album.
He was the name, so they wanted to use his name, basically.
Exactly. So he was telling them, listen, they could shine on their own. You know, let them live. You know what I mean? But with that being said, if you ain't gonna let them live, then you know what? Don't even waste our time.
Pow!
You know
what I mean?
Because, you know, he had a lot going on between, you know, Black Star was blowing up.
Mm.
You know, he was going into the solo album, Black on Both Sides.
Yeah.
And then he was still doing the movie thing. He was still acting and out. So his schedule was crazy. So he was like, listen, they got enough tracks with me already. Let them shine. Let them do their thing. They strong enough to hold their own.
Yeah. And so now we fast forward to 2017. So this track that I want to play right now is Medina Green featuring Mos Def. It's produced by Shinichi.
Shaughnessy Ice Cold.
Shaughnessy. You had to verify the hip-hop pronunciation. Yeah, Shaughnessy
Ice Cold. Shout out to Shaughnessy Ice Cold, amazing producer from out of Rhode Island.
And so what is this track, Party Done? Is this from an album? Is this just a song that you're putting, an individual song you're putting out? Like, what should people be looking out for that they can get their hands on next?
Well, yeah, I wanted to ask, what happened to all that material then that didn't come out on Raucous?
All right. We didn't record too much material with Raucous. We did Crosstown Beef. And again, they was pretty, you know, they wanted to work, but they wanted to work their way. So I said, you know what, I'm going to just create our own label imprint, because around that time, you know, being independent was really, you know, coming full circle, you know.
Yeah.
And, you know, you behind the scenes and you're learning and you're rubbing elbows and you're seeing others have success independently. And I said, you know what, I'm going to take a step back so I can take others forward. I created Illspend Media Music, which is a label imprint.
Okay.
And we started developing our own, you know, talent and started manufacturing and distributing our own music. And what I did was, since the UTD album never was released, I just sat on it. And what I did was, I released it with the first Medina Green compilation piece, you know, the Flex Volume 1. And we released that under Studio Distribution, which was owned by K7 Records at the time, and Illspend Media was the label imprint. So this was before everything really went real digital. You know, this is when you still had an opportunity to really get out there and move some good units CD-wise. You know what I mean?
Kind of like we're at that stage now in terms of the digital world, right? So
exactly.
I hear where you're coming from, for sure.
And then, you know, now where we is, it's like Apple that just came up and swooped the game. So now you have a lot of stream sites, like, you know, your iTunes, and now
Tidal and all of that kind of thing. So Party Done, how are people gonna find this?
Well, Party Done, it's a free download available. You can visit my website, iliasbay.com, and download the Save the Children piece for free.
Fantastic.
Yeah, it's featuring Yasmine Bey, of course. It's featuring Sadat X. It's featuring Joel Ortiz. Shout out to my man, Shabazz. Shabazz is the bridge between myself and Joel Ortiz being featured on the project. Even though, you know, we have history from the early 90s just coming up, the open mic showcases, or really getting our name out there. But Shabazz is really my man. Shabazz, he's a good friend of the family. He was really the bridge to Joel Ortiz's feature.
That's not Shabazz the disciple, Shabazz.
No. This is a good friend of the family.
Okay.
Yeah, and you know, back in the day, of course, you know, I got to give Livers' Lounge a shout out.
Yeah, definitely, man.
You know, Anthony Marshall, Danny Castro. You know, they really created a platform for New York underground hip hop, which, you know, was a bridge to one of the biggest names today in hip hop. You know,
fantastic. Well, thank you so much.
You there? Hello?
I pressed the wrong button. Sorry. Thank you so much for talking to us.
Oh, anytime, and let's stay connected. You know, we're looking to definitely come that way. And
you hit us up when you're in town.
Indeed. I definitely will. And if you guys are ever this way, please reach out to me. Let me know you're in town and we make it happen. Again, that's iliasbay.com, ILIBEY com. Go download the free EP, Save the Children.
Wonderful. And right now we're going to play this track, Party Done. Coming up, we're going to be getting into the open mic. Medina Green, thank you so much, Ilyas Bey, for talking to us today. And make sure you hit us up when you're in town and come through to the studio, yeah?
All right, you already know. Peace, Diggy.
Peace.
Thank you, sir.
Army call, member process start run. We are the true phenomenon. Article, slang professor from the BROOKLYN town known for wildin'. Bringing the drama like chase scenes with sirens or orchestra pits with violence. It's the Eastern rising. Natives of the B Street environment. The print the black coal and the diamonds. We shine an assignment. Make the whole ghetto get behind it and let them niggas know about how me and my get live shit. Riders with the heat beside them. To the winds with the kids and the day gigs surviving. Prime shit. You know where to find it, Medina G. Bullprint, underline it. We rock well and compeller, undecided. Stop the shot, shit, and come out of hiding.
Now save it. You the same cat that didn't play it. Like Pac on the elevator.
Surprise.
We made it. Three Asiatics with that street life mentality. Handsome, well dressed, and speak so impeccably. This time around, we ain't paying for no billboard spot. Guaranteed to rock and not see straight through cats who wanna talk a lot. Fabricated conversations, uninformed info. I got enough for my mom, plus gotta deal with Popo. Try to stop me from making dough and reaching my goals. They stay scheming. Watch when they call my righteous name and cut their breathing. Central Brooklyn's two pack with Latinos and blacks. Handcuffed to a dope fiend who got an arm full of tracks. And all night, this nigga next to me stinking. Some more fucking bad news. They sending us back to the precinct. Man, yo.
Can I live? Nice crib, decent ride with rims. Fringe benefits, and it ain't got to be your Benz. Late night skins, pretty Benjamins. Shorties for my men's, crazy flavor with. Let's get these black people up and drift in the collar green sweatsuit. Ride around with Cash Rule in the red legend coupe. Hollering at honeys on they bed, style still. Call me FSD, the front seat driver. Make anything work, son, I'm better than MacGyver. Let me see him get out the ghetto with just some pen and some paper. Or will he seal his path for an ounce and get his weight up? The bootleg game's out of hand, this rap is major. Center stage, lights, cameras, action. The place where hustlers get they hustle on. With dreams of being a rapper, where even you make it bigger left, stuck in the cypher.
Now this is my point, how I see you love it or leave it. Street mathematics got me through alive and breathing street corners. Spending our last on sneakers. Every month is a bill month, no matter what you believe in. If it's the Quran, the Bible, we all gotta eat. One thought, one body, one G-O-D. For my survival, the first law applies to myself. Everything else is secondary, even my wealth. Niggas is dying, but rap like it's all we got. You kidding me? Seriously, we all can't be on top. It's an emotional thing some niggas can't get over, but the mind is king. So don't forget that, soldier. And if you don't rock and don't pop and don't go that far, you may have missed the moon, but was amongst the stars.
FUBAR Radio presents
Kenneth Sylvester Incorporated with Michael Payne and Harley Sylvester from Rizzle Kicks.
Someone told me if you eat raw potatoes, you die.
I don't like them. Someone just told me that one.
Mash is good.
Yeah, on its own.
Dolphin Wild. Right?
What is that?
I've never known
Dolphin
Wild
potatoes.
Dolphin Wild?
Dolphin
Wild. It's dolphins battling, isn't it?
Dolphin Wild.
Dolphin Wild.
No worrying one. No worrying again. It's some yardy dolphins. Dolphin Wild.
What is it?
You've never heard of Dolphin Wild potatoes?
I've read it.
Are they creamy?
Yeah, creamy.
Just
yeah,
creamy sliced potatoes. What do you call them? Dolphin Wild.
Dolphin Wild.
So stupid.
Every Wednesday.
Payne and Sylvester Incorporated with Michael Payne and Harley Sylvester from Rizzle Kicks.
From 4 p.m. on FUBAR Radio.
Hello? What's going on, fella? Are you alright, mate? Yeah, I'm saying. It's on my way to the cash. You left me birds. What are you doing later? Come meet me down the pub. We'll have a quick tipple. Yeah? Alright, sweet, mate.
From London, we're boxers. Don't have the best pints. They get drunk in dead pubs. Smashing with a headbutt. You can take a red bus to an area that's dead plush. Around my bitch, crumbling bricks, they arrest us. Kinda decent on the streets of the East End. Till peaceful men turn to beasts on the weekend. Might see a builder, really squat wise. Cause he loves Jenny Hills and 25 pints. Despite the banter, if you park where the flats are, might come out and find it off. It's the jam jar. Where the craze emerged and we're blazing urban. We don't look to the sky to see amazing birds. Chill with useless tarts. Whose boobs are large, shit booze in bars. Watch Arsenal, Spurs, QPR. Couple missed shots, hissed off, cruising us. Spilling juice on your shoes and scarf, you know who we are. Yeah,
we're not just some London brothers with a Cockney sound.
That might have brought you around from the horse and hound, you know who we are.
We're just some Cockney mother lovers from the underground.
London town, come for pounds, get drunk, start.
English on the map. So you know early doors, full English from the cap. Full English when he raps, slash patois when he chat. So it's we put the great in the Britain, that's a fact. This where Cockney meet your bonnets in the slang we talk. Refugees from Romania do the Lambeth walk. Total surprise when you probe and you find it's proper racist with a really multicultural vibe. Some bits are nuff nice, other bits tug life. Booze hands and pub fights, shootouts and gunfights. Liquor at the party, tickets to the barley. Peeling till he can't speak, his ticket skip a RB. Get pally with a Sally and she's differently nasty. Done a grease and chilli sauce dripping on his car seat. It's just a life for geese, where we eat Sunday roast with the rice and the peas. Yeah.
Love a bit of rice and peas myself, mate. Don't mean not a racialist or nothing. It's just the guys out of colour, bloke. So it's all right with me. What's that?
We're just some London brothers with a Cockney sound.
That might have brought you around from the horse and hound.
Oh, all right, mate. Sorry, I'm late. Been out all night, mate. Got a babysitter, took out the trouble and strife, mate. How'd it go? It was all right, mate. Blinded night. Wouldn't let a pork pie lay on my plate. Took the day off from graft at the building site. Then called the nanny to look after the children, right? Cos I went bookies, placed the bet and didn't lose me money. So I thought I'd treat the missus to a Ruby Murray. Then the pub to meet the mother-in-law. That's right, the wife's mother, brother and all. Funny thing is, I never knew her mother did drugs till she pulled out the Charlie in the double-dip Dove.
Oi, oi,
mate, you wouldn't Adam and Eve it. The four of us slaughtered, looking paraplegic. Then we heard a jug fall, was turned into a pub brawl. And guess what? It was her mum's fault. We weren't hanging about, but we'd be sleeping with fishes before you could finish your salmon and trout. We snuck out, took a sherbet dab on and done a load of ease. And puffed a load of weed over cups of Rosie Lee.
We're just some London brothers with a Cockney sound.
That might have brought you around from the horse and hound. You know who we are.
We're just some Cockney mother lovers from the underground.
London town, come for pounds, get drunk, start jumping round.
Mate, we was down a pub, it was a blinding time, smashing. Yeah, yeah, scuffles and all sorts. Ah, Barry, yeah, he opened his lad up like a can of beans, mate. Yeah.
Yes, that was Tony D and Locksmith. Cockney mother lover. That's featuring a dude who sounds familiar. He kind of often, it's me old mate Dave,
you know what I mean? Like, yeah, he comes down now and again. I want to talk to him like this when I talk to him because he don't really understand me when I speak all that street slang, do you know what I mean? Like, and he is a black guy, but he doesn't want to admit it. Like, he has a bit of a problem with it. He doesn't really cream his skin that well. So, you know, he's got ashy look, but yeah.
He wasn't raised on Vaseline. Spade,
you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, but that song is actually taken from the Tone and Smith project, which is out now.
The Tone and Smith show. It's out now in all stores. Go look out for the video as well. Cockney Mother Lovers out there. And hopefully we can get both them guys on hand in hand to come and spit some bars, because they got some crazy lyrics together that...
I know. No, I'm looking to make it happen. I just want to shout out quickly some parties. Wednesday, the 1st of February, Mike Righteous, he's at Camden Assembly.
Wicked.
He's, just done a whole bunch of sellout shows. This is added. Friday, the 3rd of February, if you're in Tunbridge Wells at the Forum, go see Skinny Man.
Wow.
He's out there representing with Article, Ernie Bates, Tiny, Skinny. Just go,
Ernie Bates, mate.
You know
what I mean?
Also on the 3rd of February in London at Jazz Cafe, it's Knowledge Rules Supreme over nearly everybody. KRS One is going to be out there, so you can take your picket line there. No, I'm joking. Also on the 3rd of February is Living Proof at Village Underground. So go out and see some live hip hop. But right now,
we are joined by the 10 Bag Bandits. Man like Lee Sterling and man like Uncle Harry, what are you lot saying?
Welcome. Thanks for having us, man.
Welcome to the hip-hop show, man. I'm feeling the polo shirt, by the way.
My
mate Dave the Spade would fucking love that shirt. Make sure he ain't around here because you might not leave him
snatch
that
you
shirt.
Off me.
Yeah, he loves his polo, mate. You know what I mean?
Bring your microphone up closer
you don't want to get her started on the whole mic. Lee Sterling, I've noticed that you're looking very red
dashing
today. What's with the mask?
I don't know. I like Eric from Phantom of the Opera. He's one of my heroes. And Kane. So I'm a freak, innit? I've got to wear a mask, cover my mug up.
What is it you like about these guys with masks on?
I don't know. They were just my favourite. They were like the freaks, innit? Apparently Kane was burnt in a fire and Eric was a freak. Like, he travelled the world and ended up in the Paris Opera House and caused some mayhem. I'm sure you've seen the film or
listen,
heard the song.
You know I'm part of the Illuminati now. Yeah. So if you want to get involved in any of these Eyes Wide Shut parties, just make sure you ain't got, you know what I mean? Yeah, so anyway, moving on from that, because obviously we don't want to put it out there too much that we're in the Illuminati. I'll give you the secret handshake later on. What are you guys up to then? You both MCs, right?
Yeah, man, we're in a crew called 10 Bag Bandits. Mm. That's us two and like, a few producers that make beats for us. We've got our debut LP coming soon on Runt Life Records, which is like Rev from Tommy Dockers started his label. Yeah. He's putting out our debut LP, from Bandit Dirty Country.
What's that?
From Dirty Dockers, even.
From Dirty Dockers. Yeah. Ah. So where are you guys from?
We're from Tunbridge Wells.
Tunbridge Wells.
We're playing at the Only Bait show. So
yeah, we'll be at that show.
Skinny Man thing. We'll be playing there. So.
Ah, sick.
I wish I could catch that show. That's going to be fun.
Yeah, it's going to be heavy, man. Can't wait.
And how long have you guys been doing this then? Like, so you said it's your debut LP?
Yeah.
We put out a mixtape like this year, just of like dubs over some old school hip hop beats. But I've been doing this for like 4 or 5 years. I put out a single, like, just me
solo
EP, but I don't really look back on that too fondly. But since my brother come back from uni, we got on it properly. And
So you two are brothers?
Yeah, man.
Who's the eldest one? So you're right. The one with the mask, I was like, yeah, follow me, bruv. Don't act your age and that as well. So, like, in terms of putting out material, has it been an idea, like, so obviously, Harry, you said that you wanted to, you've put out stuff solo already. And it's obviously, when we put out stuff, it's all development stages. Like, I feel the same about some of my old stuff. Don't laugh, because obviously I get emotional about people talking about my old material. But I listen to it, I think, yeah, I was still developing. I can hear now that I'm more solid than I was
back
then.
Exactly it, man.
But this is part of the process, you know, you get feedback and everything. But how are you finding it as independent artists putting out material, you know, in this day and age where it's SoundCloud and YouTube?
Yeah, like, I think it's a beautiful thing that we've got YouTube and that now gives us like an outlet to do it on so more people can see it. But at the same time, it's hard because there's so much competition.
Yeah, it's oversaturated, right?
It's the same problem as the benefit with the digital era. Yeah. It's open to everybody, but that's the problem, it's open to everybody.
Yeah, that was kind of the problem when blank CDs came in. Like, everyone, you know what I mean? Like, I'll take it back there. I know you know what I'm talking about. It's like everybody. Yeah, everybody was like, yo, I could just burn it onto a CD, and just write your name on it and like, hey, it's official.
I'm an artist.
Yeah, it's like, bruv. Now it's even worse though, because you just sit, you could do it from your phone even.
Yeah.
And upload everything to SoundCloud. Like, yeah, my album is on there, bruv, like, just spare views like it, and like, just like, share it, innit? So, now that, all right, we're here at this position. When is the album coming out? Do you know yet, or it's
going to be like, that end of next month, end of February.
All right, end of February. What's it called?
Bandit Country LP.
Bandit Country.
Yeah.
I like the sound of that, boy. Bandit Country.
Me too.
And have you done any videos yet or whatnot?
Yeah,
or?
Like, if you go onto 10 Bag Bandits on YouTube, there's like 4 singles from that out up there already.
Serious? Already?
Yeah.
And it's not out to the end of...
We kind of went about this LP the wrong way. Like, it was the first one, so we just made videos as we were making the tunes. Like, next time we'll do it properly and like build up the hype. But
the thing is that you know, 4 videos for an album... That's really good. That's good, you know. So like, and the thing is that now you're saying that the album is going to drop, you've got time to make a couple more videos for it.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
You know, and I think it's quite important to have a visual aspect to your releases as well.
Yeah, like
how important, man, do you find it and why?
Yeah, I think it's brilliant. I love making the videos. I mean, I'm a painter, really. That's what I love. I've been doing that. I studied it, you know. So it's visual, the aesthetic I find so pleasing to accompany the audio. It's just as much a part of it to me.
No, I feel you definitely, man. I like the sound of this, man. So are you guys ready for this open mic?
Yeah, man.
Sarah Love ready. All right, the beat. You got to do a cartwheel with this one.
Yeah. And so this is 10 Bag Bandits. Who are made up of Uncle Harry and Lee Sterling. Shout out to Lisa Sterling. Remember Lisa Sterling?
Yeah, I thought the Lee Sterling sounded like Lisa Sterling.
Might be her brother.
What happened to her?
Yeah, it might be.
And on the beat this week, we have Rain. This is Foo Bar Radio. This is how we get down.
All right, let's get into this, man. 10 Bag Bandits.
Let me kick it off.
Yeah, Uncle Harry, you're going to kick it off, yeah?
The hip-hop show.
Can Foo you hear Bar the music all right?
Yes, man.
All right.
Yo, look. Big up everybody in the world.
Uncle Harry.
Yes, in the world.
Let's go.
Yo, look.
Harry's on the radio and fucking up the open mic. I came here to just bare my soul and tell you what my life is like. Living like it isn't right, I light the pipe and sit and write tales about another night. I'm drunk and high and sunning, guys. Runty from the countryside that's running round a bunning kite, tackling the turning tide that ain't about the working life. I was born to chill and rap and interact with any cat. Furnace burning sick of chat, I'm never getting sick of that. Sniffing on the city pack and munching up a tizzle lamb. Outside but in the jam, I'm right by the middleman. Catch me with my guard down and watch how I kill a gram. Catch me round my aunt's house and watch how I bill a gram. Upload a pic to Instagram, I'm tagging in my mum and nan. It's just the way I fucking am, a fucking man. Yo, I am too far off track. Uncle come to FUBAR to feed you the rude chat.
Come on, Uncle Harry right there, boy. Hey, Lee Sterling, what you saying, bruh? We got the 10 bag bandits in here, mother lovers. Rain on the beat, let's go.
The bandit country LP, yo. Yo, Lee Sterling. Aye. Yeah. Aye. Yo.
Ecutus here with play, enjoy this audible display. I'm exposing crimes of poetry that dwell inside my brain. It's the same on the page, but the pain at your rate is a way to escape the dull and mundane. Come this way, I'll be teaching you a thing or two. I'm on a mission to assist you on your mission too. A synesthetic, I see colours when I'm touching you. Scramble on a stage and try to retain composure, calm and cool. I'm Namo, Narayana, Harry, Rama, Peter Poole. Trying to find some zen and then I rock it like a wrecking ball. Red bar, decibel, take enough chemical. Writing a legend. I'm peering off the edge of truth. Hear me out, they play me underneath the underground. Calling it the mantle for the heads that love us up and sound. Uncrowned small town mugs run their rotten mouth. Frozen poetry for company, expand my known world. I make a toast curl, overexposed to photo. Language that I'm using is too fancy for the burrow. Find me in the chateau, whisper love into a lot goals. I trust those around me to assist me when I must go. Got this under control, Harry smoked the Dancro. Uncle rapper is the while I pack another bong full. Force a breath of air through my throat and pass my tongue. Make a statement stating all my aims and all my morals.
Lazy individual, when napping is my ritual. In between rapping tunes, I'm wrapping up the fatty suit. Packing that tangy fruit, gang got a bag of food. Uncle is about the boots, you never catch me in a suit. Bill of suit, then dinner's due. Double dating, deadly fumes, or you. Who the fuck you stepping to? I rarely go to work, if I do, then I'm late. Too busy, sat at home, getting hella baked. Got Stella by the crates, got kings, no I don't. Patch a couple wrister, then I sit and steady roll. Aiming for the pisser, but I'm missing, hit my shoe, oi you. Who the fuck you stepping to, oi you? Yeah, I'm talking to you. Have I told you about the time I went schizo? Wet is in my belly with a tab of the benzo. Fury endures me and lures me to spend, though. Uh-oh. Yeah, mate, I spent loads. Come away with nothing but a pass to a friend zone. Very sore head and no lead in a pencil. Rain on the beat, put the pedal to the metal. Brewing up the tea after boiling the kettle. Sting like stinging nettles or a cut that's clean with nettle. Sicko, cause I said so, I crawl, I don't trek home. Text on my top of phone, but I took a Zoplacone. Lights out, I'm not at home, nobody's in. Hope in my grin, cause there's still time to sin. Six drops in the sink, sick dropped in the sink. Pissed off when I think I wasted that drink. Never gonna get it back. Uncle Harry stumped and sat, shirt front to back, and it's inside out. You can find me asleep on any fucking couch. I'm refusing to deal with the cards up in doubt. That's me done, I'm motherfucking out.
Uncle Harry right there.
Ten bag bandits.
What's going on?
Here we go, I'll wait for it to drop,
Yeah, that's right, it's FUBAR Radio, mother lovers. It's me filling in the gap, because before Lee Sterling comes in, right about now.
I've been putting out working graft all day, not 9 to 5, I do 8 to 8, to a reason, make sure try minimum wage, get a benefit cut like a slap in the face. I'm Daniel Blake, getting fucked about, working hard and now I can't go out, even though I pay taxes, my whole life, man, are gonna turn me out. Don't hear me now, hurt me now, Trump just got into power, how celebrity that rules this free world, embedded in my mind is a piece of power, council fight, but my life endures, tell me why and I'll live by yours, hospital when they cut that cord, yeah, hospital when I die, I'm sure, I get the cause. To see effect that I'm deluded by. We go from shore to shore and contemplate our suicide. Zeitgeist, Neo tribe, living on a vegan diet. Puff a cigarette while silhouettes they fading into night. Singular, particular, specific is my daily plight. Vocal flow exhibitor, giving you my last goodbye. Anybody get up on the mic and try, but I got a bar in a man and rule my life. Anybody get up on the mic and try, but I got a bar in a man and rule my life.
I'm awaiting my new bomb shelter that I ordered from Amazon last week. On the wireless I heard that they're scheming, so now I'm retreating, the future is bleak. Air that we're breathing is black and the thick, with a stench of a cesspit caught on the wind. We're insisting the people in charge get a grip. They're laughing and worshipping devilish shit. It's the age of the demagogue's rampage. It's the age of we shop till we drop. It's the age of we're school till we're 18, and then we find something we hate for a job. Fat slob, masticate food from the factory. Cellophane wrap crap burn like a battery. Cradle to cradle, hatred persists. That's why I insist that you try to commit to tolerance and love. That silent space in your heart, surpassing grace into worlds apart. Now I've fallen into my grave, a last taskmaster. And I'm born to invite fear, born to inform any fool that is quite queer. Born to report what I saw to the Godhead. Born to escort who I love through the long stretch. Revelations of fine love, discourse with eternity. I know it's hope we're bereft of. But they won't stop hurting me. Burns at the third degree. Scarred on my soul, I search hard for the part of my mind in control. Let go with the predisposed notions of hope. And brother, make sure you got that slip knot in your rope.
Keep going, look.
Goodness me.
Look, let's go for it. Tell me what you know, about me. Tell me what you know about Lee. What do you know about Uncle Wade? You know every day there's a wake and a bacon. You know that I can resist that game. No, please don't take it away. That's tempting the bread to go astray. But it's okay, I'm hopeless, mate. Tripping till I reach that solar plane. Living in a place that's got no name. Cosmonaut, I've got no shame. I told my teachers that's a place. Year 11, getting high. Step inside the session. It's the reverend I'm repping like this. Beat has got me wrestling the microphone and testing it. Ready with the bars, who's ready for this? Back with the flow you expect on this. No pretending for the Kentish prick. Offensive with a shitty writ. Fuck the glam and fuck the glitz. Give me pip, please hold my sick. This is sticks for the bandits live. Bandits roll with a cap full of tricks. Candles lit in the smoking. Now from Wolver back to Tunbridge Wells. From Wolver back to Tunbridge Wells.
This is the Blue Bar open mic. You're give the people the information.
And all you MCs, if you want to get on here like the 10 Bag Bandits, dude, make sure you hit us up. hiphop@foodbarradio.com is the email. The subject to say open mic. And all it should have is a link to one of your tunes or two of your tunes on YouTube or on SoundCloud, so the team can hear it and we can decide whether you are worthy. Also, to your producers out there, hiphop@foodbarradio.com. All you got to do is attach 4 1-minute snippets to that email and make sure the subject says open mic beat, and we'll get back to you mother lovers. Back to these mother lovers. Let's go, man. What are you saying? Lee, what you got for us, man? I know you got something else, man. Come Lee Sterling. The 10 Bag Bandits up in this mother lover. The hip hop show.
Living in a world where life is tough. First time I wrote this, I tore it up. I get sick with the rhyme when I hit the blunt. I make my nephew recite every line. For farmers, most can't give a fuck. Who knows? Can't see leave the heart.
Of course.
Back him up, man. Let's go.
Yo, it's 1993 and Harry's popping out his mum. But I didn't cry or scream. I've been a man since day one. Cord was wrapped around my neck, but boy, I wasn't giving up. Never even give a fuck. Living where I'm in amongst the cocky, rich and fickle cunts. As a kid, I thought it fuck. 16 and I'm losing trust. Same time, I'm abusing drugs. Watch my mother leave my dad. Living in a dingy flat. But it's calm cause here comes bass with the fatty, spooky straps. Now the stench of the kebab. Shop that's underneath and now. Quitting college, leaving and I'm freezing cause the heating's down. Invite a couple girl around to play my nasty sounds aloud. I invite a couple girl around to play my nasty sounds aloud.
It's the hip hop lifestyle.
10 Bag Bandits, mother lovers.
Ten
yo,
bag.
You got fucking smashed that, man.
Thank
you. Got
you.
One more there, Lee. Is that what it sounded like?
I'm
hey, I'm loving this mask as well. I think we need to, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Might need to get
maybe
a couple of these
to,
on the show.
Exactly. You're gonna have to adopt that
stuff. Thank you very much, guys,
thank
man.
You
Uncle
very
Harry,
much.
Lee Sterling, 10 Bag Bandits. So, how can we get hold of you, like? What's the Twitters? What's the.
At 10 Bag Bandits, just 10 Bag Bandits on Facebook, 10 Bag Bandits on YouTube. If you also subscribe to Runt Life's YouTube, because we've got videos coming out on there as well.
Runt Life, yeah.
Big up Runt Life, yeah.
Sick, man. And the album is called
Bandit Country.
All right, and it's coming out end of February.
Yeah. Like we say, if you come to that Skinny Man show in Tommy Drills, we'll be performing a few tunes with Ernie Bates. So.
Oh, sick. Yeah. Make sure you send us a couple of tunes that we can play on the show as well, man.
Yeah,
my mother
loves
when it's coming out.
Yeah.
Appreciate that, man. And shout out to Rain as well on the beat, man. That beat was lovely.
Yeah, sick.
Smooth as a mother lover right there.
And you can also find all of the links and apps and everything via our Twitter. That's twitter.com/foodbarradio. And you can find out how to get in touch with everybody who's been on the show today. Like my Sack Hayes infiltrated the studio earlier today, and he was asking an important question. I wonder if you guys had an answer for that too.
He's trying to investigate what's the worst bit of advice you've ever been given.
I did notice there was lots of references to being called
don't say Sainsbury's.
No, references to weed, but I guess being a 10 bag bandit is to be expected. So what's the worst piece of advice that you guys have ever been given?
Don't know.
You can't remember.
Maybe like a few months ago I went to a party in Portsmouth, and at like 10 o'clock in the morning some nitty kid asked me to buy another bag, and we did. So stupid idea. Didn't end well. Bad advice from that kid.
That is pretty bad advice right there. Shout out to my guy. His name on here, it says the search for peace continues. He says his former company asking us engineers, so it's a communication company. See, I'm not getting anyone into trouble there, but you get the gist. Says the engineers were told to take the rap for theft, but we didn't. And the managers went to prison while we still walked the earth free with a decent bank balance. That's what that's why you can't take the bullshit advice, especially from a dodgy ass manager at communication company. What else have we got here? Before we leave, this is a funny one here. You should totally call your ex now. Shout out to Ollie Course. Yeah, that's probably a drunk moment, man. It's like when you're drunk Twitter, like drunk tweeting. You know, you don't realise
AKA Donald Trump tweeting.
You might as well call it Trump tweeting. You know, when you say a bit more than you should be saying, you think this, you think the whole world's there locked in, but you think they understand what's going on in your head when you had, you know, a couple of bottles of Ray and Nephews, you know what I mean? Whatever the fuck you've been drinking. Shout out to Sam Stranix. He says, to buy something on finance, get a loan or extend your overdraft. That's some bullshit ass advice.
And that's some corporate advice. You know, they're always like, it's so easy. Just go Wonga.com. It's cool, man. It's all going to be sweet.
Oh, man. That is pretty bad.
Yeah, so basically never trust corporate advice unless it's coming from my sticky.
Of course. The only person who can really, as your attorney, I do advise that you probably PayPal, send me some of that money just to make sure.
To add my sticky.
Just to make sure that it's real. Do you know what I mean? And then after, I'll give you some advice on how not to lose it again, like you just did, bitch. All right.
But you know, there was so much music we didn't manage to play earlier today on the show. I wonder if we can quickly sneak one of these tracks in before the end of the show. But thank you so much, guys, for coming
to join us today. Keep us all posted
with all the good stuff that you're doing. That's 10 Bag Bandits. They were representing on the open mic this week, Uncle Harry and Lee Sterling, with Rain on the Beat. Remember, you can get in touch with us in between shows on hiphop@foodbarradio.com. Thank you so much to Pharaoh Munch, who we spoke to earlier, who just kind of schooled us on MCing and you know, why Rakim is the GOAT. That was pretty deep, that conversation. Yeah,
and Sarah dropped some bars as well. Like today, on today's standards.
Yeah, we missed that.
Today's standards.
Don't laugh. Look at them laughing without even hearing my bars.
Because they're not thinking about it. It's going to be fire.
You're not thinking about today's standards. That's what I'm going to. When you listen back to the show, before she drops the bars, think about today's standards. And then, standing ovation after that shit. Shout out to Medina Green as well, man. Thanks for letting us know a bit more info about what's going on with you. And make sure everybody can grab what they can from this new material he's about to be dropping with Joel Ortiz. Also, next week, we have a special guest all the way live from Detroit by the name of Fat Cat. Yeah, with a PH, so don't laugh.
Exactly, hip hop spelling, just like with 10 Bag Bandits.
You with the Z.
Touché.
No one better be trying to come on this show with like English spellings, hip hop spellings.
So make sure you listen back, www.foodbarradio.com/show/hip-hop, all up in your ear canal. Ladies and gentlemen, we have to leave you with this, as always.
As always. Up next, you've got Payne and Sylvester. They're going to be taking care of you right here on Food Bar Radio. But I really genuinely think this song is more appropriate than, even more appropriate than any week that we normally end the show on this tip, because genuinely we need to unify and stand up to the man definitely. Who is trying to take down the world
right
now.
We got 80s old school dabbing on them.
That tune is, we're going to end it on that song.
Old school.
Yeah, 80s, no, we can old school dabbing.
There you go. I laugh at my sweat patch girl. You know what I mean? I had a quite hectic one today.
It was
sing
hectic.
Along, man.
Unity.
Yeah, that's right.
We
baby.
Need it.
Brothers, Dab. Sisters, there's that bandits. Unity.
They can't hear their techniques.
Yeah. They don't realize they were dabbing back then.
Unity is missing in our lives.
Yeah.
Can't you see?
We need love.
I want to get my hair braided up now, man.
I know. I was looking at some Rick James videos at the weekend. I was like, those wigs must be worth money.
let me dab on my here, man. Old school dad. Swear.
A little honesty and trust.
I'll show you how to turn up to music. Look.
A little love and harmony, and there surely be some unity. Unity.